We're in the Tosefos to the Ayus HaTaira. It's on page 323. Emunah Nefelas Kov Lem Harbe. Emunah, faith, Emunah is falling. Emunah Nefelas. Emunah Nefelas. It's growing weaker and weaker. It's falling. Kov Lem Harbe, many complain. And Rav Kook says, V'eichal Oisipal. How do you expect it not to fall? If one does not learn the chachma of Emunah, if one does not, look, obviously, everybody knows, and we all believe, that inside each and every one of us, there's a nefesh l'kis, and each one of us is filled with Emunah and Hashem, and our neshamas are right now communicating directly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we also know that our avoda in this world is an avoda of being megala demuna, higala na, and to use our minds to think, and through the thinking to tear away, to break off those klipas that are covering that emuna. That's the whole avoda of emuna, is not to find faith someplace outside, it's to uncover the faith that's inside. That's the yisaida yisaidis of all avodas Hashem, is to uncover the natural faith. So people are complaining, he emuna nefelas, where it seemed that that by our grandparents and great-grandparents that there was a certain kind of a natural flow to the Emunah that is not, this doesn't seem to be working the way that it used to. And people are complaining, how Emunah nefelas. So what could you do about that? Is there anything that we could do about the Emunah nefelas? So the Torah says, Rav Kook says, V'eich alei sipol. If a person is not thinking, it's akasha. How come it seems that by our grandmothers and grandfathers they didn't have to do so much thinking? We've spoken about that 1,000 times. It's not for now. This is the metzias we're in right now. The metzias is that there are some, there are klipas, there are thicker klipas that are covering the emuna, and it's not flowing in the natural way that it used to. This is a big problem. So we can krechts about it, Mahayt Bez Morgan. We can krechts and krechts. This is terrible. But Rav Kook is saying, but what do you expect? Kevin Shein Loimdim Es Chachmasa. There's a Chachma. Emun is a Chachma. That doesn't mean a Chachma like, because, you know, Rav Nachman didn't like Chachmas. He was the smartest person in the world, but he didn't like Chachmas. It's not a matter of cleverness. The highest and most admirable Emun is Emun Pshuta. But that, in order for that emunah pshuta to be nurtured, in order for it to be released into the system, in order for it to be able to be experienced in our lives, we have to be misboinen, to be mamik in the inyan of emunah. We have to think about it. We have to learn it and think about it. So Rav Kook says, so what do you expect? Emunah, you're complaining that emunah is nefula, is nefelas rather, it's falling. Eichalei sipol kevin she'ein loimdim es chachmasa. There's a chachma. There's a deep, deep chachma in Emunah. I got a delivery the other day from Borough Park of a sefer that just came here from Eretz Yisrael, that they put out shiurim of the Nazir of Rav Kook's Talmud, Rav David HaKohen. They put out shiurim from the Nazir on Emunah's V'deis from Apsad Yagon. Emunah's V'deis from Apsad Yagon. Emunah's V'deis from Apsad Yagon is one of the most basic and earliest machshavas from that we have. Is Emunah V'deis. So, 35 years ago, that time, I had learned Emunah V'deis 3-4 times. That was a sefer that I felt very connected to, and also was part of what I was doing in school, and I wrote about it, and I worked at it very, very hard. So I was very excited. Somebody brought me from the Nazir, Emunah V'deis. So Emunah V'deis is a very, very hard sefer. First, it's all translated from the Arabic, and there are many, many different geuses in the Arabic. It was very hard Arabic, and so here there's very little written. They're not perushim. I mean, they're the classic here and there, but we don't have perushim from modern times on the Munus V'deis. And it's to say for that, in many ways, it's hard to see how it's nageya to how we're thinking in the post Baal Shem Tov, post Vilna Gaon period. It's from a like from that time, you know, from the Marnevuchim, from earlier. But I'm still excited because I have a special feeling for Emunah V'deis. So if it looks like I'm tired and I haven't slept, it's because I didn't sleep. The light that's coming from the Nazir's Perish, the Shirim on Emunah Sadeis. I was thinking to myself, he said, Ma'amash, you thought you knew Emunah Sadeis. You thought you had learned it so many times and you understood it and you had a hergish that this is what Ben Asadi is saying. And looking at this, and the Nazir uncovers in every word he opens up, and there are treasures that unbelievable how contemporary and how relevant. And I thought it was a sefer from a verzeitliche sefer from outdated, and it's just because we don't see, and we have to learn emuna is a big sugya. So if Chuk is saying emuna nefelos, people are complaining for echal esipol kevin shein loim demes chachmasa. And you see that with the emuna and the fool of our generation, how Hashem Shabbat has sent so many unbelievable tzaddikim into the world who are able to lift up the emuna. But you see, for every drop of emuna that falls, Hashem Shabbat sends somebody to help pick it up. It's an amazing thing. The svarim that are out now, and we talk about this all the time, the svarim and the different things that a person can learn to be mechazik the emuna. But if a person doesn't learn these things, and like we learned last week, he's learning the regular curriculum of the yeshiva, and he's not oisik in chachmas emuna, and then he's wondering what happened to the emuna, because he heard along the way that no, don't worry, you'll learn the gemara, you'll learn the shabur, you'll have plenty of emuna. It's a chachma. Kvar nishtakeya hadavar. It's already been completely forgotten. It's like lost. The whole concept that there's a mitzias of something that's called chochmas emuna. That there's a mitzias called chochmas emuna. Rav Kook says it's nishtaka davar. It's like lost. It's gone. V'chol davar she'en chochmas nilmedes v'mamleches haruach. Anything that you don't study, any chochma that you don't study, that you don't work at, in the mamlocha of ruach, in ruchnius, the matters, muchrachu lipol. It's not whether it will fall. It's definitely going to fall. It's definitely going to be weak. It's not a shaila. So what's everybody so surprised about? The emuna nefelis, that emuna is weak. Emuna is weak. Where is it receiving its kaiches? Where does it have? So it's not coming naturally anymore the way that it used to come. So you have to get a generator. No, is that what's happening? If it doesn't come naturally, so you have to get a generator, and you have to fill it with gas, and you have to hook it up, and you have to get things going. So what do? You sit. You learn. You learn Derech Hashem. You learn Maharal. You learn Kuzri. You learn Nefesh HaChaim. You learn Tanya. Yamamik in the Chochmah of Emuna. And he says, this Kemah is forgotten. It's forgotten. Let's learn a little bit more. The Chol Davar She'ein Chochmas in the Medes, Malach Zeruach, Muchach Ulipol. It has to fall. V'Amenias Melilmad Chochmas Emuna Godlu L'Ma'ayit. And those things that are obstructing, those things that are holding people back from learning Chochmas Emuna, Godlu L'Ma'ayit. There's a lot of things that are holding people back. V'hine bechlala chochmas haruchnias, v'chochmas hamusa bechlala, gam kein oiva zehakais. Included in the chochmas of ruchnias, going back to what we were talking about last week, included in the chochmas of ruchnias is chochmas hamusa. Chochmas hamusa, which even though Rav Kook's style, of course, is very, very different and much, much deeper than the musa that was prevalent at the time and in the world that he grew up in. Nevertheless, as we spoke about last week, there was a tremendous isnagdus to learning Musar. There was a tremendous opposition to learning Musar, meaning to learn it bi'iyun, to learn it bi'iyun like the Bali Musa wanted, to learn it thoroughly and deeply and with espaylus and screaming and pouring all your kaiches into it. He says, gam kein ayves ha'kais, this is also being over Zakeis means this is the cup like of Peronius, meaning that it's also a victim of this loss of learning Chochmas Emuna. So Rav Kook says that the general matzav of Emuna Nefelos because of not learning the Chochmah of Emuna, Rav Kook of course knows, and he says often, that there's higher madrigas of Chochmas Emuna, and he was seeking a very, very high madrigas. As we were learning throughout, he was looking for a very high madrigas in Chochmas Emuna, but he said, but L'kol HaPachas, at least Chochmas HaMusa, at least Chochmas HaMusa to learn Mesil Zasharm and Chavis Lavavis, and to learn strong the Musa Svar. Now everybody thinks that by the Alta from Slobodka, Alta from the Vatican, it's Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. It's not true. Back in those days, it wasn't that everybody was saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. I mean, everybody knew they were tzaddikim. But there were people making fun of the Kaseida, of learning Musa. And they made fun of the Vardik Yeshiva was mocked and ridiculed and made fun of much more than Eish Kodesh. A million times more than Eish Kodesh. They made fun of the Vardik. Now it's Kodesh, 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 Nevardik. B'shaita, the Nevardikas were looked at as being mechutz. They looked at as like, you know, strange.
Because it was all Gemara.
No, just the opposite.
No, I'm saying because that was their philosophy.
The opposition. The opposition had that philosophy.
That's it.
Right. And even though they say, okay, no, 15 minutes, a half hour, a little bit Musa, but Nevardik, they were on fire with Musa. On fire. The whole Muhus in Nevardik was Musa. And with that, there was a tremendous intensity. That's the stiplers from that world. The intensity of Nevardik, the fire of Nevardik, it was the laughing stock of the yeshiva world. Because they don't say nowadays, they make it look like everybody and everything. It's not true. Not of all the chas v'shalom, not of the entire yeshiva, but there were very strong opposition to Nevardik. Many hold that these are things you don't have to learn. You don't have to learn Emunah. You don't have to learn Musar. You don't have to learn it. In other words, it's in the Gemara, it's in the Chumash, and so on and so forth. Which, again, these are things that are being said now all the time. Again, people never stop saying these things. Which one of the things that I've always been complaining about is that with everything else, even if that were true, which is not true, you can't get that out. You can't put in our generation from the Gemara. That's obvious. That's not happening. The Gemara is something very, very remarkable and very deep, and we have to learn all the time. But this is something else. And the Mesil Sharm complained about it. Chavos Lavavos complained about it. It's not a new thing. It's not a new thing. But in addition to that, I always find it to be so obnoxious, just simply obnoxious. And what about people who don't learn Gemara? Like women, for instance. What about them? And there's those who say there's no meaning of learning these things. Everything's in the Gemara. What about people who don't learn Gemara? What about people who can't learn Gemara? What about people who never learned Gemara? Luitzu, even if it would be, let's say that you can get all of the Musa you need from a black Gemara. Although I never met a person like that in my life. But let's say there was such a thing in our generation. There used to be. But let's say in our generation there was such a thing. What about the people that can't? Well, the people that don't. It's hard enough for them to read the Gemara instead of forget about getting all kinds of Yer Shamayim and Godless. What about the people who are not allowed to learn Gemara, like women? Well, so where are they supposed to? What does that mean? So they say, oh, the women, they get from their mothers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the time that we're living in. It's not what it used to be. You could say such a thing years ago. But that's not the Metzias. But that's not the Metzias that we're living in. So Rab M'choshim Shenet Svichas Limud. There are many people who think that you don't have to learn these things. Let me explain this. Chazal tell us that when a Talmud Chacham is talking about the weather, when a Talmud Chacham is talking about politics, the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham you have to think deeply about. Because a Talmud Chacham, when he says something, you got to pay attention. There's stuff going on underneath. So if Cook is crying over here, he says that these people who are against the study of Musa, meaning that they're against the study of the Ikarim, of the fundamental principles of Jewish faith, it's hard to believe, but the people who are against the study of these things, it's as if they're saying that the Ikari Ha'amuna, that Jewish faith, that our beliefs, Emuna, is on a lower madrega, is less important, requires less limud than the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham. Or to put it very simply, when Hashem is Baruch says, do we all agree that Hashem is a Talmud Chacham?
Yeah.
Hashem is a Talmud Chacham. He's the biggest Talmud Chacham. So Hashem is Baruch said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Right? Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem Yekar. He's a Talmud Chacham. And it's not even Sichas Chulim. It's not Sichas Chulim. It's not about the weather or politics. It's the thing itself. So you would think that we should spend a great deal of time trying to understand what God meant when he told us, I am God. You would think that deserves our attention. So there are people who are saying, he says, that you don't have to learn these things. So it comes out, according to these people, that you don't have to learn these things, meaning the Ikarm of Amunah, it turns out that the Ikarm of Torah, the essence of Yiddishkeit, and all the fundamental principles of our faith, are on a lower level than the Sichas Chulim, than the simple talk, or it's not simple, but the talk of a Talmud Chacham. Where all of these lamdim, it's an interesting thing you'll see. If somebody sang a shtuk of lamdis, so everybody will run to crowd around to hear the lamdis. But when the Baruch Shalom said, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, he says, that comes naturally. You don't have to listen to that. You don't have to crowd around Hashem to hear a shir in Anoich Hashem Elokecha. What do you have to crowd around to hear? Shnei Machsim Batalos. But to hear a shir in Anoich Hashem Elokecha, for that comes on its own, or that's for women and children, or the people who are not Talmidei Chacham, or not, they're not into Lamdas, but the people who are into Lamdas, that's not their Inyan. This is what Rav Kook is responding to. He says, Achikara Torah v'sharasheh gruim eslam, that the ikarm, the essence of Yiddishkeit, is to them on a lower level than the discussions, than the words of a Talmud Chacham that's talking about plain things, Sichas Chulim. This is the Taina that the Ramchal wrote about in his introduction. If you learn the Hagdamah to Mrs. Sharm, this is what he was talking about. If you learn the introduction to Chavos HaLevavos, take a look and review. I'm sure everybody here has learned the introduction to Chavos HaLevavos. If you haven't, don't admit it. It's embarrassing. And learn the introduction to Chavos HaLevavos and see that many, many years ago, Rabbi Mechai was saying the same thing, is that the Ikarm of Yiddishkeit, the essence of Yiddishkeit, the Rambam, Talmud Chacham, Maskim, the Rambam, intellectual, right? Even the Misnagdim are proud of him, right? Doesn't get carried away. He's not too emotional. Doesn't sit down with a niggin, right? The Rambam. Well, that's how they imagine. That's not how he was, but that's how they imagine. So even the Rambam says, there is nothing as dear to me, there's nothing as precious to me, as the time that I spend to expend explaining an ikar in Emunah, a fundamental principle and belief in God. There's nothing. I mean, here you have the author of Mishneh Torah. We have the greatest, one of the greatest Jewish minds of history. The person who the Lamdim have chosen to hold up as the champion of non-emotionalism, and non-involvement in having to learn these things. And the Rambam says there's nothing that's as dear to him as teaching the Ikarm of Emunah. There was nothing as important to him as teaching Emunah. Meaning, he's saying that was the most important thing to him, was to teach Emunah. So he says that the Ikarm of Torah are less important than the Sichas Chulin of the Talmud Chacham. When it comes to the Sichas Chulin of the Talmud Chacham, everybody wants to know. When it comes to Emunah, Avalei bo lemida zu, sheyoyma shahalimud mazik lo'yser dova hanilmad. He says that there are some that they'll say, there are, from the opponents of Musa, there are some who say that, okay, it doesn't harm your study of Gemara. They'll concede. It doesn't hurt your learning Torah. They'll give in to that. There's a certain school of opponents that are not as fierce. And they're willing to concede that, Musa is harmless. Harmless. Look, Avalabol lemida zu sheyema shahalimud mazik, that it's not harming one's study of Gemara and Poskim. It doesn't harm. So they'll look the other way. Mizvakim heim, chachmeim wusa, l'mashal. Im hamemanim lihikonis belimudzeh. The Chachmei HaMusar, who Rav Kook knew firsthand from his upbringing, they're arguing, Im HaMemanim L'Hikanes B'Limazeh, to those who are the Misnagim, to the opponents, to those who refuse to learn Musar, who do not want to get involved in Musar, Boyim Aleim B'Tainis Sichliyais, and the Bali Musar are coming to try to prove Apiseichel, B'Tainis Sichliyais, L'Chiyach Lahem, to prove Shesibas Te'usam, that the reason for their mistake, they're trying to prove with seichel that you guys are making a mistake, you love them, you're making a mistake, and you think that the inyanim hamusarim, that these matters that we're talking about in Musar, which are the principles of faith, that you, and tikkun ha'adam, that what? That these are beteva nefesh adam, these come naturally. It's a natural part of the soul. It's natural. Nimtzayis b'teva b'nefesh adam, because b'teva b'nefesh adam, comes naturally b'nefesh adam. And k'vahim aspekes, if it's enough. It's enough. Ve'ein tzarech ha'id limud. There's nothing else. You don't have to work on it. You don't have to learn. It's natural. Or they'll say things like, it's supposed to come from the home. Otherwise they're the same theme. Comes from the home, or comes from the wherever, someplace. Messiah. Umavarim lahem, the Bali Musar explained to these people, Shalom Kainhu. Now remember, Rav Kook's not talking here about Maharal and Sfasamas. He's talking about basic Musar. And he was living at this time. He was living at the time of this machloikis, this big fight, as I told you last week. And the Bali Musar is saying, Umavarim lahem, Shalom Kainhu, that you're wrong. And they bring Tainus and Seichel, like the Chavis Lavavis does in the introduction, that's wrong. There are Chavis Ha'evarim, he says, there are obligations of the body to carry out mitzvahs, and there's Chavis Ha'Lavavis, there are obligations of the heart. Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikus Hashem. These are obligations, these are principles of Yiddishkeit. Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem. Emunah b'Hashem. Dveikus b'Hashem. Besides the mitzvahs d'oraisa. All of the other mitzvahs depend on these things. Our entire Yiddishkeit depends on these things. So the Bali Musar come and try to explain, Shaloi Keinu. It's not something you just rely upon that they got from their grandparents. And it's not something that just is natural and it comes naturally to people. The whole point of Musar, if those who are familiar with the Musar, especially from the last century, from the Bali Musar, know that come out every shmuz and Musar, come out everyone is on the aside that man left to his own devices is a pera adam, chavil d'chaya. A human being left to his own nature. We're not talking about the chelik l'kam yimal. The Bali Musar also believe that there's a lakus inside of us. But there's a lot of stuff on top of that. And if left to our natures, Yisr Shreyu, Chaim Bilo, it says in Pirkei Avos, one person would rip the other person's, would tear another person apart. We'd tear each other apart. On last Sunday, I was taking my parents back to Queens and we were passing by Main Street. And there's a gas station there. There were lines going all around, like Yericho, such lines. And my mother asked me to go into the bagel store to pick up something. And I get out of the car and I hear screaming and yelling. I look across, and people are getting into fights, pushing each other, holding the things, starting to yell, "You cut me off from this." I'm not talking about there were a few that were not Jewish there. They're also from Amcha Beis Yisrael. Like yelling and screaming, that became here like a little bit of a third world country in New York, 2012. You know, I have students of mine that come from the former Soviet Union, and they tell me how their mother and father used to send them to go stand on line, forget to get a slice of an orange. They used to wait for 2 hours to get a slice of orange, and then when they would get there, it would be finished, and then they'd be screaming and arguing that this one took another piece of orange, this one took another piece of orange, and a person is a pair of them. It's wild. A human being left. So you're saying it comes naturally? The Bali Musar is screaming that naturally Ishes Meir, Chaim below. Yeah, we're not talking about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we're not talking about Ramesha Feinstein, we're not about the Chavetz Chaim, talking that Balamidas, and they didn't, and Rav Moshe didn't come, Rav Moshe, he didn't pop into the world of Rav Moshe either. And the Chavetz Chaim didn't pop into the world of Chavetz Chaim. Their whole lives were lives of Avoida, constant Avoida. And the Bali Musa was saying, so what, this comes naturally to a person? What comes naturally to a person is fighting online for a bottle of gas. That's what comes natural to a person. Right, what about the Nefesh HaLakis? You have to get to the Nefesh HaLakis. There's so much stuff before you get to Nefesh HaLakis. So the Bala Musa was saying, it doesn't come like that. It's not that it's just natural to be a Balmidas Taivas. What's natural to be a Balmidas Taivas? He says, Adrabe. They explain to them, Shalimud Harbeit Sarah Kede Lovely, the Yidia Amitis Shalapratim. You need to learn a lot. You have to learn a lot. Chochmas Amun Amusa. You have to learn a lot to know the Pratim in the Pratim in Tikkun Amidas. You know, if you take any Midah, take the Midah of Kaz, you could spend the rest of your life learning that Midah. There's such a Chochmah to the Midah to understand how to overcome Kaz. What is Kaz and how to overcome Kaz? To come to a Midah of Savlonis, patience. There's such a, it's a, Savlonis is a whole world, Savlonis. It's Savlonis, a universe. The Midah of Savlonis, the depth of what it means to be a Savil, to be a Savlon. What does it mean to be a Savlon? What does it mean to be a Savlon? To be someone that's Savil, that's patient, someone that's tolerant of other people, that's natural. Even if you have a person that he has, I'll get to them. Even if you have a person that's naturally, there's a, you have to have Savlonis. Patience. Even a person who is naturally a Savlon. There's so many pratim in the Midah of Savlonis. And unless you learn them, unless you work on them, then the natural Savlonis that you have is not going to work for you in a different situation. It might have worked for you in one situation, it's not going to work for you in another situation. It requires constant learning. Certainly when it comes to a Shlemus, when it comes to a Kinyan, a Shlemus in a Midah, to have a shleimus in the midah. But you see that Eliezer was looking in Rivki Menu for a shleimus in the midah of Ches, not stam, a little bit. A shleimus, what it means to have a shleimus in the midah? V'yesh al kol panim ma'at tikva l'natzeach. So the Bala Musa are trying to explain to these people, to the anti-Musa, so the Bala Musa are trying to explain that if you learn it, if you work on it, then there could be, I'll call pun, there could be a little bit of hope, l'natzeach, to be victorious. Maybe one could be menatzeach, even with all of the learning. It's hard. L'natzeach. And remember that these people were talking 100 years ago. Rav Kook was talking 100 years ago. Halachas kamavakama now. The whole difference in society, in Bechlal, if there was a wildkite before, if there was a wildness, if there was a need for Tikkun HaMidos years ago, and how much more so need for Tikkun HaMidos now? Ula yosam ali by ezeish. At least if you learn Chochmas Emuna, if you learn Musa, then what? Then ula yosam ali by ezeish, and a person will take to heart. Shall call upon him. Hare hefsa godel enkan. I'm certainly not losing anything for my Yiddishkeit. I'm not losing for my Yiddishkeit by learning these things. And at least you'll come to the, at least you'll concede that what ulai ha'emesi sheyesh ma'alilmoi, that there's taka something to learn when it comes to midah, to understand the midah, to understand one of the ikar of amunah, to understand the ikar of amunah. What does it mean hashgacha pratis? What does it mean, schar v'oynis? What does it mean, Mashiach? What does it mean, tchis ha-meisim? Believing in tchis ha-meisim is not just to believe that later on the dead are going to come back to life. Belief in tchis ha-meisim is not void right now. And if you believe in tchis ha-meisim, the way you're supposed to believe in it, it changes your whole life before you die. It changes your whole life. What's the emun in tchis ha-meisim? What does that mean? Emun in tchis ha-meisim, mechal kechai mechis mechai meisim rachim rachim is not void for now. Not just... Okay, I'm okay, because I believe that the dead will come back to life. So what else is there to know? The dead will come back to life. It means you were dead, and now you're alive. What else is there? What are you going to be wearing when you come back to life? How old are you going to be when you come back to life? Whether your nose is going to be running when you come back to life? What else is there to know? This is what people think. I'm talking about Orthodox Jews. Tchias HaMeisim is an Ikar Emunah. If it's an Ikar Emunah, it means that everything that you and I do, davening, learning, Shabbos, Tefillin, Kashrus, Mikveh, all, everything that we're doing, if it's missing the Avodah in what Tchias HaMeisim is and learning the Sugya Tchias HaMeisim, all of our davening, all of our learning is not the same. So you can say, what's the connection between Tchias HaMeisim and the Gemara I'm learning? What's the connection between Tchias HaMeisim and my Ashrei? What does Ashrei Yeshrei V'Secha have to do with Tchias HaMeisim? Only a person who doesn't learn the sugya of Tchias HaMeisim would say such a thing. It's an ikar of Amunah. And an ikar of Amunah doesn't mean that I believe just that it's going to happen, or I believe Mashiach is going to come. Belief in Mashiach is not avoided. And if a person, even if a person says, I believe in Mashiach, and he believes in Mashiach, that doesn't mean Mashiach is going to come. But without the chachma of what it means Mashiach to come, what is Mashiach? What's the chachma? What is the chachma of Amun and Mashiach? What does it mean to believe in Mashiach? How could that change my life now? But the Baruch Shalom is magal this ikka for us now. Otherwise he could just surprise us. Surprise! He didn't do that. The Baruch Shalom wants us to be mamik in the sugi of Amun, of Mashiach Tzikein. To go deep and deep and deep into the sugi of Mashiach. What's the sugi of Mashiach? What is that? And if I go into that, my whole davening is different. My whole learning is different. My being a father and a mother is different. Totally different. If you believe in Tchias HaMeisim, you don't raise the same children. It's a different way of raising children. If you're a Yid that believes in Tchias HaMeisim, believes, meaning that's mamik in the sugi Tchias HaMeisim, it's a different way to raise children. Totally, if you're a Tchias HaMeisim person, a Mashiach person, it's a totally different way to raise your children. And now you're thinking, when I'm saying these words, what's he talking about? What does Tchias HaMeisim have to do with kids? The children, thank God, alive. What's that to do with Tchias HaMeisim? No. This is the problem. So Emunah, that's where Cook began. Emunah Nefelos, everybody's complaining. Emunah Nefelos, Veichalei Sipa. So how should it not fall? So the Balei Musa is saying, Ulai HaEmesi, Shiesh Malumai. At least consider the possibility that there's what to learn. V'inah says, Koicha V'ilmer, at least give it a shot, try, and learn. And if you do, v'az yimtzu, the Balei Musa say, kol ma she'ilmad yoysa, the more you learn it, she'esh yoysa v'yoysa ma'lumad, then you realize how much more you have to learn. You realize how much more you have to learn. You become more humble. And a humble person knows that he doesn't know anything. And he knows that he's got a long way to go. Long way to go. That's not the typical attitude of nowadays. A person could think that he learned a sugi here, a little bit of a pshetel there, and he's already he's an odd mashalim. The more you learn Musa, the more you realize how you have to learn more and more and more. The more you realize how you don't know. The more you realize how empty you are, and how much there is to fill. Aval gairol chokhme semuna. So Rav Kook until now is talking about Musa. I know that people want to say things. I'll give you a chance in a minute. So until now, Rav Kook is talking about Musa. He's not talking about Chochmas Emuna. He's not talking about morale and kuzvins for Sambas and Tanya. He's talking about Musa, self-improvement. Musa. And even with this, Rav Kook says, there's a milchama. And the Baal Musa are trying so hard to get their point across. Aval gairu Chochmas Emuna. But now let's talk about the fate of Chochmas Emuna, of true knowledge of Yiddishkeit. Not just ethics, and not just moral and improvement and self-improvement and midas, which is the Ikar in Musa. Let's talk about the Ikarm of Emuna, belief in the Ikarm of Yiddishkeit. He says, Aval garl Chochmas Emuna hu yoysa guru. It's even worse than what's going on with Musa. Worse than with Musa. Even to this day, again, it's different to different yeshivas. But if the boys are, if you have a boy, if you have a bocher that's learning Emunah, and he's in the sugi of Emunah, either his Rebbe doesn't know that he's spending time on that, or if his Rebbe knows, his Rebbe has already warned him to be very, very careful to spend only a little bit of time on this, and don't get crazy with these things, and so on and so forth. But he has to keep his morale under the table. He has to hide his Tanya or something, or his Nefesh Chai. Or if he does, he has more of an interest in these things, so they'll say, oh, he's one of those, okay. Let him at least learn this so he shouldn't become like a nanach or something. So give him the Rav Dessler and give him Nefesh HaChaim, and at least this way, you know, he won't go off the deep end, and then they'll make some cracks about people who are off the deep end. People are off the deep end. So when it comes to Chachmas Amunah, it's even worse. Aydei Heder Alimud, through the absence of learning Amunah, what had to come about, and this is where we're holding now, is that there's actually an opinion of you that's very, very commonly found. With the Musa, they'll tolerate. They'll say, no, he's a frumak, you know? He's very frum. You have in the yeshiva, you have a couple of real frum guys. So there, he's very frum, so he's the one, he sits with the Madrega Sodom, he sits with the Let him learn this way, you know, he'll be an elchid, he's not going to be a big lamdan, so at least he's very frum, so let him learn Musa. Okay, so the Musa they'll tolerate also, since the Bali Musa were also from the Litvish Welt, so okay, so they know that Rizal Salanta was a big tzaddik, and they feel comfortable with Rizal Salanta, and they know that the Altus from Slobodka was a big tzaddik, and it's from their world, and he grew up in their yeshivas, so okay, so you want to do that stuff, and you're like into the frumkeit, okay. When it comes to Chochmas Emunah, here it's already something else. Here Rav Kook says what had to eventually come, what this had to lead to, this whole attitude had to lead to, was the sense that what? Yesh iser v'sakona atzuma. It's forbidden and there's great danger. B'limud shochachmas amun. There's great danger in learning chachmas amun. Tremendous danger. V'she'ein toiv yoyser le'amun. And the best thing you could do for amun is, you know what? The next page, Shemima. To leave it alone, let it be. Let it be, leave it alone. Don't ask these questions, don't mess with it. Don't get into these subjects of God. Don't get into these subjects. It's better to leave it. Below Ibud. You don't have it? 324? It's right before Yud Gimel. Leave it. Is this v'leibud? Let it be. You don't have to work it over. You don't have to work it over. Adarab, it's a sakana. You know what? If you learn these things, the kid's gonna ask more questions. That's the next thing that's gonna happen. You can learn with him. You're gonna talk to him about God. He's gonna start asking you questions about God. The best thing you can do for him, his belief in God, is to let it be. Don't bring up the subject of God. Really don't. Even though I know this is Judaism and has some connection, I'm not sure what to God, but it's better to leave it alone. Because if you bring up the subject of God, then they're going to start wondering about all kinds of questions, and it could be very, very dangerous, and they could lose their emunah. So what's come out is that by studying emunah, there's a danger of losing emunah. That by entering deeply into the sugi of emunah, there's a danger of losing emunah, because that might raise certain questions, and the person will say, "Gee, I never thought of that question, and now I'm going to lose my emunah because I never thought of these questions that." Therefore, we're not going to learn this farm because they discuss certain subjects that are very deep and delicate subjects. And it's better, leave it alone. The Babis and Zaydis, they weren't Isaac in these things. They were fine Jews, and they were Erlich Yidden. Just leave it alone. And all other variations of this, what Rav Kook is saying. But now it's a sakana. It's a sakana. It's dangerous. Unless the kid is totally off the derech. I've had these conversations. I had, not last week, it was a few weeks ago. No, it was right after Yom Tov. I had a conversation where there's a certain Rosh Hashiva whose son, Lo Aleinu, has been in drugs and rehab and all kinds of stuff. And with Inyana with girls, bad stuff. And now what happened to him? So how, it's a whole interesting and beautiful story. So now he became a brassler, he's in Sfas with long pays. And for his entertainment, instead of going to shoot up, he goes to the Rizal's mikvah. That's what he does now. So I had spoken to this father a while back, a couple of times, to the Rosh Hashiva at this inyan. And there was tremendous, tremendous opposition to trying this and to trying that. So I actually said to him, after Anthony, I spoke to him, I said, So how's it going with Maishi, let's say, how's it going with Maishi? So he starts to tell me, you wouldn't believe it. He goes to the mikveh every day, and he davens in tzfas over there, and what he's going, he's learning. So I said to him, you must be really disappointed. because I talked to you about this stuff, and you didn't like this stuff. You were afraid this was very dangerous for him. So he says to me, oh, I'm happy he's Shomer Shabbos, and he's happy, and he's off the drugs, and he's I don't care. He says he could sleep with the Limukut Aran under his pillow. He didn't say that, I'm just kidding. He can sleep with the Limukut Aran under his pillow, Gesunta Hayten. He wants to go to Uman, I'll drive him. I'm adding also that. But this was the same person who, I'm telling you, anti-Uman, didn't allow any of the guys in yeshiva to go near the place. And now he wants, oh, because it's your kid. So it's your son. I thought this was dangerous. I thought Uman is dangerous. I thought Uman is going to endanger his entire faith in God. He's going to pull him away from Yiddishkeit. And now you say, oh, Uman, oh, do I love Uman, the father. He's thinking he'll, you know, to go with his son the next time to see what it, you know. There's not one story like this. Over and over and over. What was dangerous yesterday, when your kid is off the derech, becomes the lifesaver. And then all of a sudden, the Breslovers become the heroes of society. The same people who are looked at as being idiots and lo yutzluchs and rishoyim and don't go near them and they're fools and it's not our Messiah and it's against Yiddishkeit and the Vilna Gaon would be turning over in his grave and so on and so forth. All of a sudden, my hero, because your kid is keeping Shabbos. What about all the other kids before your kid was a Mechal Shabbos? What about all the other kids? What about all the other Jews that have a chias? What about all the other Jews who are brought back to life? That didn't do it for you. Only when your kid was brought back to life. Now it does it for you and Uman became kosher. But until now, all the Jews who go and are happy at Uman and it gives them a chias, you can make jokes in yeshiva about it. And you don't let any of the bochum go there. Because why? It's a danger to Yiddishkeit. How did it endanger your son's Yiddishkeit? It saved your son. Now you're sending a check to Breslov. Because your kid, because if you're a kid, and if it wouldn't been, and your kid wouldn't be a Michal Shabbos, then what? Then you'd still be, then no one's allowed to go to Uman. Only your kid's allowed to go to Uman. Why? Because Uman saved your kid. I didn't talk to him this way. I spoke to Derech Eretz. But pretty much I tried to get this across, but with Derech Eretz. But this is, it's dangerous. Yesterday it was dangerous, and today it's the Samachayim. Today it gives life. Yesterday it was deadly. So the Teretz says, well, because when he was holding and learning, I was hoping he would be a bigger, you know, when he was holding and learning, when I saw he's not holding and learning, meaning when I saw that he was living in an apartment with a non-Jewish girl, that's what means not holding and learning, I'm just translating. Not holding and learning means, in yeshivish language, it means living in an apartment with a non-Jewish girl. Okay. When I saw he wasn't holding and learning, then, okay, so mimela, wrestle, no mimela, mimela. B'deavid. And by the way, I'm not saying that's for everybody either. And I never have said that. There are different neshamas. That's all I'm saying. Different Jews. And different Jews need different things. I'm not saying it's for everybody either. Not Uman and not Tzvas, that version of Breslov. I'm not saying it's for everybody. But there are neshamas who need that. There are neshamas. And there are neshamas who need to stay away from that. And it's not for them. There are different neshamas. That's all. But one thing is clear. Chochmas Emuna, that Chochmas Emuna is going to endanger somebody. So this is better you leave. So they say leave the Emuna alone. Bloi, but don't work on it. Bloi pituach lahafracha, without developing it, without causing it to blossom. Leave the Emuna the way it is. Don't say. Don't raise any questions. Don't bring up any subjects. Just say the same stuff. Just say the basic stuff and leave it be. Ubezeh hachashech misgaberes. And if Cook says, is it any wonder that the darkness increases? That the darkness is increasing? And these same people, you know how they explain the darkness? Well, of course the darkness is increasing because the Darius, you read this at Darius. That you read this at Darius business, that became the best excuse for everything. Anything you could explain, you know what? Oh, you read this at Darius. Why is the Emuna so weak? You read this at Darius. Why are you doing that at Vera? You read this at Darius. What a convenient thing you read this at Darius. Those who learn Svarim HaKadoshim know that in Pnimius the Doros are going up and up and up and up. There's never been such a deep generation like our generation. But in the Chitzonius is Yiridus HaDoros. So therefore you have now this explanation for everything that's going wrong. Yiridus HaDoros. Yiridus HaDoros. Yiridus HaDoros. You put into one package, to one Ziploc, Yiridus HaDoros, internet, put everything, all these things into one Ziploc and you have an explanation for everything, what everything is wrong in the world. You have an explanation. And Lipa Schmelzer. This is why everything in the world, everything is wrong in the world. You have everything put together. You have a beautiful package. This explains all the problems. You read the Sadiris. You read the Sadiris. You don't listen to Das Torah, which means me. You read the Sadiris. No belief in Das Torah. Internet. And Lipa Schmelzer. Everything in our Jewish world, our form world, has now been explained. You don't have to explain anything else. So what's the so bizarre? Hachashechem is gaberus, darkness is increasing. Hamaisim is aftim, all the actions, our observance of Yiddishkeit and midas and everything is getting more and more crooked. Hadeus mitapshais, our way of thinking is becoming stupider. Mitapshais, more shallow, dumber. Our way of understanding things and thinking is dumber in Yiddishkeit. Oknesis Yisrael nemoigib, you're going and Am Yisrael is melting in its pain, melting. In pain. Al kain onu chayovim legadeya kol brichei brazel. Rav Kook says, therefore, we must break all of these iron locks. We must break these iron gates that are being put up by these people. Ulahareis bepoil ba'olam sheyeshna chochmas emuna b'mitzis. We must show the whole world lemaisa that there's chochmas emuna. V'sheyesh ma'lilmod, and there's a lot to learn. V'shasakon ha'yoyser yuman, and you want to know what the greatest danger is? He beheder halimut shel emuna. The greatest danger is not learning emuna. Remember that line. That's for the refrigerator. The greatest danger is not learning emuna. Is not learning about Hashem. The greatest danger to Yiddishkeit is heder halimut shel emuna. Is not learning emuna. That's the greatest danger to Yiddishkeit.